Come on, man.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Overpowering, over the competition. I'm towering, wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops, don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that'll all get sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price.
That's right. No demolition this week. I am back, but don't call it a comeback. It is the one and only Heavy Set, and this is still the one and only Wrestlecast, a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. And if you want to get a hold of us, don't be shy. Email us, wrestlecast@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/wrestlecast. Also, Instagram and Twitter at Wrestlecast. Without any further ado, I am your host only for the week. I am Heavy Set, returning because Mr. Old School cannot make it today, and he's in Toronto watching the Blue Jays. He's not watching the Raptors. He is watching the Toronto Blue Jays and probably there for work. But instead of having a week off, I decided to dust off the podcast setup, aka really tinker with it. For those who don't know, those who don't listen to Wrestling Cheers right here on the Trending Topics Network, I have a board now. I have a professional microphone, a cheap professional microphone that one day maybe I will upgrade, but this is a perfect place to start. So, I'm back. It's 1 week only. Maybe I'll fill in again sometime in the future, but yeah, this isn't going to be the norm. But we do have an Iron Man who is the norm. We have Killer Carpe Diem.
Welcome back, Heavy. How's it going?
Great. Now I can yell at you on the show.
Oh, well, I guess so. I mean, you might as well.
So do we want to get everything out of the way that TJ Perkins needs a heel theme?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if TJ Perkins doesn't have a heel theme, then he's not a heel.
And then what was the other one?
It's usually Roman Reigns buries everybody.
Roman Reigns buries everybody.
Yeah. Well, fuck that guy, stupid Samoan.
And then Great Balls of Fire is a stupid name.
That is a pretty fucking stupid pay-per-view name.
are we missing anything? Do we have the drinking game shots out of the way?
No, well, I mean, I actually once created a drinking game for wrestling, and there was five of us, and we went through 2-2-4s during a two-hour Raw, and we almost died, so.
Play the Young Bucks drinking game and watch Ring of Honor,
super
and every time
kick.
There's a super kick, you take a shot. You better
you
hope the Young Bucks
worse.
Aren't on the show.
You can watch something old with the Young Bucks, and every time Steve Corino also yelled super kick, you would do double shots, so
yes,
you'd probably die.
But we're at a crossroads. Like, should we do the old format, or should we do the new format?
That's your call, buddy. You're taking over for the week, so it's up to you. It's kind of like how Charlie, podcaster Charlie and Old School try and hijack my show half the time with their stupid shit, mm-hmm. as you'll hear in the upcoming episode of All Beer Inside.
No. Politics?
No. Old School wants to bang a chick, and Charlie tries to coddle him like a child.
I want to say this to both of them. Only one's listening. I want to give a fuck you. Actually, no. In cooperation with the show, a shut the fuck up, right here on the Brand New Trending Topics Network, to Mr. Old School. Because it is perfectly okay to applaud at the end of a movie. Fuck you for saying otherwise. I think it's kind of best when the theater is full and, like, it's kind of a movie that you can geek out to. Like, the one time I remember it happening, I know it's happened other times, Avengers Midnight Showing. When that was over, we all clapped because we thought it was awesome. Second, a shut the fuck up to Charlie for not tipping. Fuck you, tip.
Oh, This incited real life arguments that I've had with her. So she's like, oh, these people choose their job. No, they don't always choose their jobs.
And I mean, it all depends on the restaurant too, or the server. Sometimes if I were to know that the tip gets divided up between the whole crew, like at the end of the night, then I'd it differs. Because, like, if the food's really good but the service is okay, then there's that. But a lot of times I just base it on my service. If my service is really good, like, I went to IHOP a couple weeks ago. They weren't really busy, and our waitress was fantastic. And I'm like, you're going to get a 20% tip. Actually, I think I went over 20%. I try to do the minimum of 20% because I know how people are about that. But, like, if you're bad, I'm going to give you 15 bucks. I mean, I'm going to give you 15, not bucks, 15%. I might even give you less if you really piss me off.
Oh, I'm a 15, minimum 15% guy, and I round up to the nearest dollar.
I mean, if my service is really good, like I said, like when we went to IHOP that one day, our service was quick. I don't think I ever ran out of a drink. I had sweet tea that day, and she kept me full, and she kind of kept me, like, at one point I know that, like, I was like halfway through a glass, and she just brought another one. And I'm like, okay, you're staying ahead. That's good. And I kept coming asking for stuff about stuff, and I was like, you're staying on it. And the food was good, so I think I went above 20%. Because sometimes it'll be like, 20%, but you were really good, so I'm not only going to round it up to the nearest dollar, but I might throw in, like, a little bit more, even to the nearest round number. So it's like, let's say it would have came out to 23 bucks. Okay, I'm giving you 25.
Yeah, no, that's what I do.
So,
but then again, I'm not a terrible human being like Podcaster Charlie. So, I mean, I'm a terrible human being, but not like Podcaster Charlie.
So, like, while listening to that episode, granted, this is a wrestling podcast, and I'm talking about another podcast here on the network, but I don't get to do that much anymore. Literally heard that, and I was just like, I started off wanting to yell at, I forget where they started. I think they started with a clap. I was like, mother, shut the fuck up, old school. Shut the fuck up. It's clapping. It's not that bad. And then, like, went in the tipping thing, and I just, like, kind of, like, turned to Charlie. No, you shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, anyways, the next STFU coming out will be guest starring me as well, and we talk about some stuff, which is pretty funny.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. And I don't give a shit about the not tipping because I did that in real life. And now I have to deal with her every Sunday during summer because she's on one of my softball teams now.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Now, We're going to do, like I said, we were at a crossroads before we went on that tangent, but basically, I'm not necessarily going to do the old school, as in old schools, Mr. Old Schools format, but I'm not necessarily going to do the original, the old format of the show. A little bit of a hybrid. Well, looked at news articles this week, and there really wasn't much out there. The biggest thing I think that I came across was the fact that Crazy Mary Dobson is now going to be known as Sarah Logan in NXT, so that kind of took out the whole thing with, is she going to be Sister Abigail? So that's probably the biggest news for that.
I mean, she still could be.
I mean, but they are building her as this, like, country girl.
Oh, lovely.
Like, you could even tell before they were calling her this, it seemed very country.
Now, hold on. So country for me, there's either, like, country superstar or inbred rednecks. Which, what are we talking here?
A country girl who...
Oh, okay.
Who, like, might live on a farm, takes the back road, well, I should say all her, like, towns, back roads, small towns, okay. Which actually is similar to her in real life. Like, she's from, I believe, southern Indiana.
So she's all into mud in and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily inbred, but I think what we would call it is a redneck.
All right. So no hot blonde Daisy Dukes or anything like that?
Oh, it looks like they're going to do Daisy Dukes.
Oh, well, I'm okay with that then.
But that's the only thing I came across. What about you?
I know Lana tweeted Shane saying, time to negotiate me entering this Money in the Bank women's match. That's the only thing that really came across my mind.
Hmm.
And that, apparently Strowman's elbow thing is a work and he'll be back by SummerSlam. But It was a pretty nasty looking scar that he showed on online. So.
Yeah. I mean, we know the injury is legit, but the timetable is something that, as far as what I even heard when it was announced, it's like, okay, this could be a thing where, how do I explain it? It's, we're going to make it sound that, like, he's not going to be back till for a longer amount of time, so when he comes back, it looks more superhuman.
Yeah, no, that works. That works with me.
Mm-hmm. So. Anything else?
Nope. Oh, we might be getting a house show again. Yay! Because Montreal is not the birthplace of many wrestling back in the 50s and stuff, but still, nonetheless. Damn you, Vince McMahon, for not coming here enough.
Blame Brett.
I blame a few people for that, but I blame the Breaking Point pay-per-view, which was absolute dog shit.
We had a... Oh, damn it. We had a pay-per-view. I mean, we have a SmackDown coming up. I know that.
Yeah, well, I know Toronto's getting a Raw and SmackDown back-to-back, but that's Toronto, and that's a six-hour drive for me, and I'm not going to go there for just a Raw and SmackDown.
Well, all right, so I tried doing a little bit of a soundboard, but it didn't seem to work as well. Like, Carp couldn't hear it, and even when I could hear it, like, sometimes there were some audio issues. So instead of the wonderful music, let's get into Keep, Toss, or Improve Raw. And what do you got?
I'm going to keep the Drifter. I'm liking Elias Sampson. I don't know what it is, but I'm digging it right now. Maybe it's just the crowd hates him, and maybe that's why, because I like him right now.
I'm curious to see where the legs for this go. Like, they did a really nice debut, and I'm curious if he interferes and helps Miz win the title, or attempt to.
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad feud for the Drifter to start off against Ambrose. And to me, you got to get the title off Ambrose. It's got to go to The Miz. And they're likely going to put The Miz in a program with, I'm thinking, Roman Reigns. But
and if you listen, like, if you listen to that song, he basically said, like, there was a debt to The Miz that he's got to repay.
Yeah, I know. I'm digging the whole new song each week. And it feels almost, I don't know if you saw the first Punisher movie with Thomas Jane, which was pretty terrible. But one of the bad guys with the guitar where he was singing, basically, God's going to cut you down. But he was talking to him the entire time. If they could build on that type of thing, that'd be great.
I think I've seen that one, but it's been a very long time. Like, probably like 9 years.
It wasn't a great Punisher film, but still.
That's the one, you know, the one dude, that Kevin Nash was in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's, you know, but build on that type of gimmick, you know, have him kind of do a new song each week. Same guitar riffs. I can't picture them giving him a guitar solo anytime soon. But I'm digging the whole, you know, crazy, violent Drifter bum guy who's looks like he's out of Portland right now. I mean.
Do you think if he sides with The Miz, he can turn into a stunt double?
Hopefully not, because I don't think he has the comedic stylings that Mizdow did have, which eventually didn't help him in the end anyways, because they didn't know how to book him out of that angle.
I'm actually surprised you went that route, because I'm going to go the route that I thought you were going to go. Let's just toss the Bailey This Is Your Life segment.
Yeah, I was going to go that way, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to change things up. It was, they gave Alexa shit to work with. I felt like she did her best, but
she was the best one in the segment. Like, everything she did was great. Like, I got to, because luckily I didn't watch Raw or SmackDown until after SmackDown had aired when I started Raw. So I was kind of fast-forwarding through a lot of the stuff. And I got all the way up to the best friend. And I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, you didn't miss much after that. Best friend to ex-boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend's like, I only dated her so I could fall in you love with you, best friend. And, oh, really? Sean, or whatever the hell your name is, I love you too.
Why are you just now telling me?
Yeah, no. I feel bad that they put Bliss in that, because she's a hell of a lot better than that segment they gave her. So.
Yeah, I'm not really happy about that. Because, I mean, I love Bliss. I think she's arguably one of the best, if not the best, female heel on the roster. You can debate me with Charlotte, but there's a part of me that likes how Alexa Bliss is. I don't know whether I said it on the show before WrestleMania when I was on, but a comparison that I thought of recently is she's very much like Angelica from the Rugrats. For those who have seen that, she's like, she's a brat and she's a snot. Or if you'd actually, analogy that a lot more people would get, she's freaking Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka. It's not like I'm a bitch, it's I'm a brat. And I like that better. Because not that women more go towards the I'm a bitch.
Yeah, no, they gave her, turning her heel down in NXT, definitely, I think, even saved her career, let alone how much she's worked with and how much she's improved on her. You know, I'm better than all these people and I deserve this, screw you guys.
Yeah. And let's move on to Keep, Toss, or Improve SmackDown. Insert music clip here that won't be here. So Keep, Toss, or Improve, Cart.
I mean, Fashion Police, steadily the funniest fucking thing on SmackDown. I can't believe they turned two guys who are basically supposed to be heels into some of the most popular faces in the company right now. I mean, you got the dancer and the supermodel.
They finally have something that a lot of people are getting behind, because I feel like you can only be what was Fandango and what was Tyler Breeze for so long before it's like, all right, can we do something else? Because like, this isn't going to really get you anywhere.
I read a joke online. It's like, the more I watch Tyler Breeze becoming a female character, I believe Summer Rae's been absorbed into him.
That kind of reminds me, on a side note, something that hasn't been talked about, and I don't know what's going on. It could very well be nothing. But recently, probably the past close to a month, or maybe at least a couple weeks, on social media, Emma, on her social media, like, she's going by her real name as the handle. But she's still signed. And I think there's one other female like that in WWE, and I forget who it is, where they actually kind of go by, I think, Naomi. She does go by Trinity Fatu. Like, that's her Instagram handle.
Well, who knows? I mean, she's injured right now, so we'll see what happens when she comes back.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, they might think she's injury prone now because, you know, she's had two injuries. But, I mean, look, they bring up Finn, give him the title, separated shoulder. Seth Rollins working like a madman, doing all this championship stuff, torn ACL. You know what? The damage is done to these people's bodies, and sometimes they're not made for a full schedule.
But I think the debate with Emma is, she was gone, she was healed. Granted, she was off TV when she was healthy, but then she comes back and boom. That's the one thing with WWE. It's not that they can't forgive it. It's just, it's kind of like, okay, we're going to hold back on you a little bit. I think Sasha had that a lot, where it was like every time was turned around, like, okay, she's injured again. And I think that's what turned out to get pushed as much for a while.
Yeah, now she's in a fabulous angle where it's couple versus two friends who dance together. Yay for Sasha Banks.
But here's the upside of that. This is the first time that they're integrating the cruiserweight division. They're adding a storyline from the women's division. So it's like they're getting a little bit more done. They're actually seeming, because a comparison is that the cruiserweights are like on their own island. Like, no, nobody else interacts with these people. So now?
Well, I said it earlier. To me, they're going to build this division until it's like, okay, maybe it's time to integrate everything else. I think they're at least going to give them another 6 months or so of just being 205 Live. Mm-hmm. Maybe throw in, you know, the ladies here once in a while. But until Kalisto either drops down to 205 or 205 itself integrates to the rest of the roster, mm-hmm. we're just going to see that. Because to me, Kalisto should be 205 Live instead of getting beat by Titus O'Neil with a roll-up in 45 seconds.
And my keep for the event, or for SmackDown, I'm going to go with the official announcement of the women's Money in the Bank match. I wish there would be an actual match for Naomi that night. Like, I thought it should have been, you have the match, someone gets the number one contendership, they're celebrating, and then the rest of them just start continue to fight. And that's when Shane should have came out and said, hey, like, you got your match at Extreme Rules, but the rest of you, you're in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Could have been like, yeah, I agree with that completely.
Early pick, who do you think is going to win?
Carmella. I feel like they're going to push her. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I mean, they gave her friggin' Ellsworth to deal with, and she's been getting past it. So I got a feeling Emma's going to Carmella's going to take it.
I'm in between her or Natalya, because I think Natalya with the briefcase, she could be the just kind of just so arrogant that, like, I've deserved this my whole career type thing. And go with it. But Carmella would be the, like, the one person who could really, really use it to put something on their career. And then if I were to pick a third person at behind her, I'm going with Tamina.
Yeah, to me, it's got to be heel. Being a face, especially not Becky. I don't see Becky getting it. So.
Nah. No. I think you have a better shot of seeing Becky win the title somewhere down the road, and whoever has this champion, the Money in the Bank, cashes in.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
What color do you think their briefcase is going to be?
What color is the title? It's white and blue.
Yeah, but but normally it's been whatever color your show's on.
Who knows? I would say like a whitish blue, not hopefully not pink, because then that just looks terrible. I mean, they're already having two ladies fight on a pole for Extreme Rules, so.
On a pole.
they're involving a poll. You know, Vince is like, oh yeah, you know, this is funny, right? So
okay, then wouldn't we include the kendo stick into the analogy too?
Yeah, well, something's gonna happen with the kendo stick that maybe might not be safe for TV. I mean, no, it's not the Attitude Era anymore. What am I thinking?
Hey, maybe Vince Russo is back with WWE. We don't even know, bro.
Yeah, that's could be. Who knows? Who knows? No, yeah, I'm glad ladies are getting this. Look, Becky and Bliss got the steel cage match, which we haven't seen the ladies have in a long time. They had a tables match. Now we're going to get an Extreme Rules match with the two ladies. You know, they're actually putting faith in their women wrestlers, and it's not just hair pulling and bikini matches or bikini things anymore. So,
well, speaking of Extreme Rules, let's move into a Extreme Rules preview and talk about some of these matches. And we will. I'm going matches that have been announced on Wikipedia. So we will start with what they have at the bottom: Rich Swann and Sasha Banks versus Noam Dar and Alicia Fox, a mixed tag team match. I like the fact that, you know, like I said before, we're integrating two different divisions and getting something different out of it instead of doing, okay, Sasha Banks, Alicia Fox, you guys get a match. Okay, Rich Swann, Noam Dar, you guys get a match. So we're combining it and we're like making the cruiserweights a little more interesting.
Yeah, no, it's helping build the cruiserweights. These ladies really aren't doing much at the moment, so it also helps them as well. I mean, I'm calling Team Swan on this, but it's hard to tell because I don't know if they're going to keep the relationship angle alive with Dar and Fox.
I think they're going to keep going on with Dar and Fox. I'm wondering if Cedric Alexander shows up. There's a part of me that sees if I were picking, like, you know, Noam Dar and Alicia Fox winning, and then at the end of the match, Cedric Alexander comes out.
Yeah, well, he's officially back now, so it wouldn't be a surprise to me, but it would be nice to see Alexander back on TV. So,
who'd you pick for that? You said Swan Banks.
I took Team Swan, as I call it.
Swan Song.
Yeah.
And
Swan Money. Swan Boss.
The WWE Cruiserweight Championship match, submission match for Neville versus Austin Aries in said match. And I kind of think they're going to be pushing out Austin Aries chasing for the title maybe a little bit longer.
Man, it's been three matches. They gotta put it on him, and then Neville eternally going for his rematch.
Or at least what they would do is have him lose, but go into like another small feud really quick, but then come back maybe by SummerSlam.
Yeah, no, there's that too. I mean, we know Aries can go. We saw it when he was in TNA. Hell, he was fighting for the heavyweight title in TNA at some point. So Aries and Neville can go, man. And it's not a bad thing to keep this going. But to me, having Aries lose again, just unless there's shenanigans, obviously, having Aries lose again just looks bad.
Who are you picking?
I took Aries.
The Hardy Boys, Matt and Jeff Hardy, versus Cesaro and Sheamus, a tag team steel cage match for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. I kind of think like the Hardys got to hold on to it just a little while longer.
Yeah, no, I got the Hardy Boys pretty much keeping the title until the broken Matt Hardy gimmick can be brought in by the WWE. Then they're going to lose the titles, and we're going to get finally get the broken brilliance in WWE.
Hopefully it happens soon, but everything going on with TNA has kind of made it a big headache.
Yep.
Next up, Alexa Bliss versus Bayley, like we said earlier, kendo stick on a pole match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. I'm kind of going on a streak here, and I think, you know, this title's going to stay too. I think you're going to see Alexa Bliss win it, and, I don't know, Bayley go off and do something else for a little while.
Yeah, they got to get Bliss feuding with another one of the ladies. I'm thinking at some point, not a Nia Jax feud, but we haven't seen Nia Jax on TV for a couple of weeks, so
yeah,
who knows what they're doing with her.
Which she had, a little nice tweet last night, or within the past 24 hours, about how like it's great that SmackDown is using all of their women in a match.
Yeah, I think she also tweeted something about how the women on SmackDown are getting a Money in the Bank, and where's ours, Kurt, or something like that, she said recently, too.
Okay, that's got to be part, like, kayfabe, because, like, even the men don't get a Money in the Bank yet. I'm trying to figure out what they're doing with that.
Great Balls of Fire. It'll be a ladder on fire match. That way it goes into Great Balls of Fire. I don't fucking know.
Come on, man. Inferno match.
Oh, sweet. Haven't had one of those in a while.
Who are you picking on that one?
Bliss retains.
All right, the WWE Intercontinental Championship match, a singles match. Dean Ambrose, the champion, versus The Miz. And if Ambrose is disqualified, he will lose the title. I think the DQ is going to happen. So I think The Miz wins and new champion. and seven times if he wins, would be a 7-time Intercontinental Champion.
Yep, he'll be up there. Who knows? He keeps going at this rate. He's going to be beating Jericho's record. So,
how many rings does Jericho have?
9, I believe.
Damn.
Yeah, Miz probably by DQ. You don't throw in that thing for him to not win the title. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
All right, and the Fatal 5-Way Extreme Rules match to determine the number one contender for the WWE Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins versus the Demon King, Finn Balor, versus Bray Wyatt versus Samoa Joe. Who do you have in this one?
Demon King, Finn Balor. I got a feeling they're going to put it on him. So, like, not the title, but they're going to give him the Brock Lesnar Great Balls of Fire.
Mm-hmm. I'm in between Finn Balor and Roman Reigns, but I think, like, you want Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar to happen at WrestleMania next year to make it a bigger deal. Worst case scenario, you do have Roman Reigns win. You do go ahead and have him go up against Brock Lesnar, but just like we were kind of talking about earlier, all of a sudden, I'm not done with you, Roman. And leads into the SummerSlam match.
Yeah, that or... Yeah, they build all the way to maybe have a triple threat of Braun, Reigns, and Lesnar at some Mania. I mean, Braun's gotten so good, man. It's so pisses me off so much that he's off TV right now for injury purposes. So.
He'll come back and kill it.
Looking forward to his return.
But I do think Finn Balor versus Brock Lesnar will be good. But there's part of me that wants to hold off on that. Like, I want Finn Balor to be the one to beat Brock Lesnar, and there's a part of me that thinks he's not losing it this time.
Yeah, no, it's probably too early for Brock to lose the title, but mm-hmm. wackier things have happened, so.
And did you notice last week on Raw when we seen Brock Lesnar, well, Paul Heyman talking for Brock Lesnar and talking to Finn Balor, we did not get the catchphrase that I know we're going to hear a lot of Demon versus Beast.
That's true.
I felt like they were tap dancing over that. Like, yeah. Oh, no, we know it's going to happen, but we're not saying it yet.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's good to hold off on that catchphrase that they're going to try and use.
All right, that was our quick preview for Extreme Rules this Sunday on the WWE Network for only $9.99. And, let's get into emails. And we will start with Katie, the First Lady, which actually I want to correct something. I'm going to pull up her email right now. And Katie is known for typos. And she did it right. And Old School was very perplexed by this. Did we do I Want Picks this time? I have a feeling this was something like, how did we do in talking about picks? And I Want Picks this time, to like, maybe she doesn't have a link to the spreadsheet, so she wants to see pictures of the spreadsheet. I could be wrong, Katie. I haven't even read your email this week yet. So hopefully you have that figured out. Nope, you didn't talk about that, so... That's what I think you were saying. Old School didn't pick up on any context clues, and that's the only thing I could think you were saying. But anyway. Katie says, hey guys, dropping another email this week. Here's a quick toss from Raw. This is your life. What the fuck? There's not a lot of stuff from WWE TV that makes me really angry and annoyed, but this was... From was this stupid, boring, the acting was horrendous, and did nothing to garner sympathy for Bayley. Plus, I feel like it's a repeat of the Charlotte feud. Very agreeing with that. And the announcement of the Women's Money in the Bank match was made official. Safe to say that my keep... Well, she's kind of repeating what I said. Actually, that's what those were my both.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll keep and toss. Safe to say that's my keep. I'm excited and nervous of how this match will try to turn out. Regardless, I'm looking forward to it. Last thing, what match are you looking forward to the most at Extreme Rules? For it's probably the main event, and it will determine who will face Brock next at the Fireball pay-per-view. Please. Okay, that's where I'm trying to figure out what's going on. For the main event, as it will determine who will face Brock next at the pay-per-view. Please what? I'll send in my thoughts on the pay-per-view next week. Until then, enjoy the show later, Katie, the First Lady.
I think she's hoping that the five-way is the main event, and she's hoping it's a good match.
We'll go with that. I think the match I'm more looking forward to is the main event, and it's kind of some of the same reason. You know, it's going to determine who's going to go up against Brock at Great Balls of Fire. But I just don't think Brock's going to win. I mean, Brock's going to lose. So it's kind of like this person will made to look like they're going to win, but they're not. Definitely could be wrong, but I kind of see him just kind of losing. Which actually, I just thought about this too. Since the month before WrestleMania, the Universal Championship hasn't been on Raw that much.
Yep. That's been one of my complaints all the time about the championship not being on TV, but...
Oh, you did say something about that, and I was like, yes, I gotta call you out on this right here on the show, because you were like, oh, Finn Balor, like, he got injured, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because that's a fucking injury. It's different when someone can be, hey, they're not coming back, and this actually gives them time to concentrate on other storylines and on other people. When Brock Lesnar was a WWE champion before, and he took the title away, when it came back full-time, it made that title seem more precious to me. And I feel the same thing with the Universal Championship. I hope whoever's the person to beat Brock Lesnar is a good fan favorite. Maybe will be Finn Balor. So it goes back to the hate the first night the Universal Championship had. So that title that you hated seeing, now you're bitching because it's off TV. Now it's going to be back and you're going to love it again.
Yeah, probably. I've just... Like I said, it's to me the title shouldn't be off TV, but at least they feel like they're building the IC to be something more valuable than what it's been recently. So I'll give them that.
And they're also building the five people in the match, I believe, are five people who are like worthy to be in the main event spot. So you're building them up. You're building them up to the championship, even though the championship's not there. Then when the championship's finally there, you're definitely going to see these five, maybe even... I'll throw in a six with the Miz, get considered in for it. Seven if you go Dean, but Dean is kind of...
Don't go Dean.
Yeah, a lot of people are really sour on him right now, but I'm at least going with the Miz throwing into that, because, I mean, that's good. That's a good main event pitcher, so when that title comes back, it does make for better TV with the belt being there, but this is also going to build people, and that's really what you need.
Agreed.
See, that's why this show needs me. Because you and Old School are too much alike. Need different opinions.
Yeah, except he still believes Hogan is a saint when we all know the truth about him. So.
That was actually a news article that we kind of missed. It's kind of rumored that, well, supposedly Hogan said that he is working on coming back to WWE.
In an authoritative role? Or to be on table for three?
Coming back, brother.
He can't wrestle. I mean,
well, be on TV, be in the graces of WWE.
Oh, well, I mean, we'll see. If you know what, if he comes back, I think it all depends on what happens with, I have a feeling it all depends on what they do with Paige.
Yeah.
Because I think that's kind of a somewhat similar situation. I mean, her phone was hacked, though.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I've always noticed is WWE, they back away from issues and then they try to find the right time to bring said person back into the fold. Look at the New Day. One keep for me definitely of this week on SmackDown was the New Day coming back. Like, it's official. They're going to go for the tag team titles and Money in the Bank. This is great. And everybody has forgotten about the Paige thing with Xavier Woods. I don't even remember a lot of chance at WrestleMania, but granted, they did the smart thing. They kept him off TV up until, well, live TV in front of a crowd until that point. And then, A, it's WrestleMania. B, there's so many people there that we're not going to, like, we weren't going to hijack the crowd. I mean, I was a part of the crowd saying, like, we weren't going to hijack the show. That's what I mean. So when we seen them and they came out, I don't remember any chance about Paige.
No, well, Mania is very hard to hijack with 80,000 people in the crowd. So.
I don't know, unless Hardy's music hits and then you go fucking nuts. Which I didn't get to explain this because it wasn't on the actual show that we did because there were issues and I really hope they don't come back up this week, is that the crowd went so nuts. I was coming back from the bathroom when it happened and, you know, the New Day was talking and, you know, they said there was going to be another team and, you know, hoo, 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 hoo. And so many people were like, oh my God, it's going to be the Hardy Boys. And I remember looking at this one person as they were talking about it. I looked up as I was walking by. I'm like, not going to happen. 2 seconds later, maybe even 3 seconds later, their music hits. I stopped dead in my tracks and was speechless. I couldn't fucking believe it. But anyway, let's move on to the next email from some jabroni by the name of Mr. Fourth Row. And he says, "It's a go, a go. It's Mr. Fourth Row with my contribution this week. As you may remember, I've been thinking and hoping that a bragging rights pay-per-view will be coming. However, I'm starting to think that it might be somewhere where we might think it will happen. That is in Impact Wrestling with Global Force Wrestling being on the show as well. I'm thinking there might be a possibility of a showdown between the two companies. Do you think that this has a possibility of happening? Also, any thoughts of the matches? I'm really hoping for the Anthem Owl to take on whoever GFW's mascot is. Maybe Ruby Hardy in costume. That's it for this week, Mr. Fourth Row. That's my view, not from the cheap seats, not from the most expensive seats, but from the fourth row."
Yeah, I've been having trouble watching Impact recently. I can't really comment on it.
I'm 5 weeks behind on like a lot of shows, but yeah, that's one that I haven't got around to watching.
I mean, I was like, sweet, Christina Von Erie. I haven't seen her. And then, she loses the title to Sienna, and she's not back on TV anymore. Fuck. And I'm like, at least they got Allie wrestling. No, Allie's just getting beat up. Nope, let's not do that. Oh, what's that? Crazy Steve is gone now. Another gimmick I enjoy. Gone. It's like, fuck. And then the battle of the announcers is fucking stupid. It didn't work in the WWE. It's not going to work here.
Yeah, like I said, I'm about 5 weeks behind on them, and it's really hard to comment on things that's going on. But, I mean, they're putting some value on what happened with Global Force Wrestling. I don't know if you're going to see a bragging rights thing, but you are going to see... I feel like it's going to be comparable to WCW versus WWE in the Invasion storyline, and similar to that. Like, at the end of the day, TNA is going to win, and like TNA is doing just a lot of different things. Like, yes, they're bringing in some people back, and I don't know if some of them are going to be full-time just for a couple of dates or what's going on, but I think the main thing is working on the youth in TNA. I love the new members of LAX who were on the indies as EYFBO. Love Laredo Kid, who is a common person, mainstay here in AIW. And there's other people that I see that do great things. Like, I'm not really a big fan of Reno Scum, but that is a different team. Huh. Kind of what TNA should have been doing for years.
Well, as for Reno Scum, one of the guys is injured and is off TV for the next 6 months. Laredo Kid, I'm okay with. Garza's gimmick of tearing off his wrestling pants into wrestling trunks is fucking stupid. Stop! I took off my pants. Look at me. I'm a powerful Mexican. No, that's stupid. And then, since you're far behind, but unfortunately, yeah, what's really pissing me off is the battle of Matthews versus Borash. It's so terrible.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like last I left off on it. I wasn't really happy about it.
Oh, it's gotten worse.
On a side note, when I stopped doing the show, I kind of said like, I want more time for myself. I want to be able to watch, you know, catch up on wrestling and everything. I haven't done dick. I haven't watched New Japan since before WrestleMania, and I wasn't even caught up at that point. I was in the middle of, the middle of one of the anniversary shows, and I still have to catch up from there, and ever since the Battle of the Super Juniors, which I'm highly debating on, skipping everything, because I know the big spoiler of War Machine wins the IWGP Tag Team titles, which, hell yeah, fucking love War Machine. And then other than that, it's just try to watch all the Battle of Super Juniors. But I'm like, I'm far behind on that. I'm 5 weeks behind on TNA. I'm almost a month behind on Ring of Honor. Lately, I've been enjoying watching old TV shows like The Office. I was in the middle of, like, rewatching Scrubs, and then they took it off Netflix. I was really pissed. But instead, I'm rewatching The Office, which is another great show I love. But maybe if we try to actually answer questions, because we're really not doing a great job of doing that, do we see the possibility of a bragging rights type kind of thing with Impact and GFW?
I don't think so.
I think it'll be similar, but I don't know if you want to say it's bragging rights. Like, I'm trying to think of, you know, it's going to be, you're going to see a big come to a head at Bound for Glory. Hands down, it's got to be that. That's supposed to be their big pay-per-view, so that's when you need GFW versus Impact. And then obviously they'll keep whatever talent they want from GFW, but GFW is such a dead brand. Like, the amount of people that were in GFW that aren't in WWE is probably half. Because you had so, or they're in other companies, like Colt Cabana, he was a part of GFW. Well, he's with Ring of Honor, but I know he's not exclusive, but he's definitely not going to Impact. Gallows and Anderson, AJ Styles, they were a part of GFW. They are no longer a part of it. Cody Rhodes is technically now, he'd be part of both. So,
Bollywood Boys.
Bollywood Boys. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You're just going to see a big come to head between them. And that, hopefully that's where a lot of things go away. And I'm still wondering, one of my biggest problems with Impact Wrestling as a whole is their yearly calendar. WWE has done the very smart thing. Their WrestleMania, well, granted, their Super Bowl, I should say, their big event of the year is in March. And when do they start the build for that? Oh, right around the time of the Super Bowl, the Royal Rumble. See, I think it's been, normally it's the week before the Super Bowl, except for 2 years ago when it was during the conference finals. But other than that, they start right as the NFL is ending. They start the big build for it. And then, you know, WrestleMania feels great. TNA, on the other hand, everything for them is like they chart the big stuff for over the summer. A lot of people aren't home. They're doing other stuff. And, oh, when do they end it? Beginning of football. TNA, sorry, no one cares at that point. Because then you're taking your pay-per-view and you're putting it up against the NFL. And I don't know if you know this or not, people like football. But that's just my two cents on it.
Yeah, I try and give them effort at everyone, every week here and there. I fast forward to half the stuff now. It's just, they're losing me. And I was a big proponent. When they were on weekly pay-per-view, I was a big proponent of them. I was always like, yeah, and TNA's great. And then things just, it started to fall apart the last time. And having the Jarretts back, that's not helping them.
Like, I want to give them a shot to like the end of the year. It's not that easy, though. And they do need time to build, because every time something happens, it's just like, it doesn't last. Every regime we've had over the last couple years of, like, you know, changing networks and then bringing in Billy Corgan and now with the Jarretts, like, you can tell in between the regimes and in between, like, certain tapings, because they'll be building towards something, or they'll be building a character a certain way. Like, let's talk about Mike Bennett. They built him up like this big deal, like, I swear up and down, him versus EC3 could have been the new AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels, or AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe, like that kind of rivalry. And then, I don't know if it's not, it's definitely not when Corgan took over, but I think after Corgan left and we had that kind of intermediate period, all of a sudden, or actually, it might have even been before Corgan, or around Corgan was around, where it was like, okay, he's a joke. Where did that come from? And there was a lot of writing like that, where it was like, it's like this until this point, and then there's like a complete character change. Like, we're talking Roseanne and the changing of who plays Becky. Like, we're clearly seeing a change.
Yeah, you could tell, like, oh, okay, here's our storylines. Oh, they ended. Let's start new stuff. It's like, but it makes no sense. What? Oh, fuck it.
Yeah. So that's it for that. And I guess we're going to go into Who Wore It Better, a segment that Old School has stolen from Brian Zane. What show do you think was better, SmackDown or Raw?
Raw this week, because it was the go-home show for the pay-per-view.
I'm going SmackDown because of This Is Your Life, Bailey. That is legit. And every person I've heard talk about, like, everybody's saying, worst segment on Raw ever.
Triple H did have sex with a corpse.
Hey, sometimes you'd think a better at this point. So, that's how I looked at it.
Yeah, this is, last few weeks has definitely been SmackDown over Raw, but I'm going to give Raw this week because the go-home show was really good. So, minus that one segment.
All right, and it's time to wrap things up. Any final thoughts or last-minute plugs?
No final thoughts, just listen to us on WrestleCast. I'll be on at STFU Podcast. I'll be on this upcoming week, should Charlie edit it properly. I do my own little game of Strictly Platonic, where I wrote my own Strictly Platonic article for fun, and I found four other ones online, and she had to guess which one was mine. As well, hopefully by Friday evening, I will have the most recent All Beer Inside out. It was fun. We gave old school shit like we usually do when he brings up topics of conversation. CFL Easy Pick should be back within the next month. Should we continue it? I would like to. That's me. And always personally stuff at Killer Carpe Diem.
Trying to think, what was I going to mention for your CFL.
Yes.
How far?
They start in three weeks or so.
Okay.
We'd have to do our first recording in roughly 3 weeks.
Okay.
So they start June. Kickoff is June 22nd, I believe. So we'd have to record probably June 20th, which is my birthday. So.
All right. And then for me, of course, you can follow... Well, this should start off everything for the show. You can follow the show at WrestleCast on Twitter. Email us just like Mr. Fourth Row and Katie the First Lady did, wrestlecast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/wrestlecast, and Twitter and Instagram, which I don't think anybody's doing much with the Instagram, because I know that was more bio and Andy than it was me, and then I think I took it off my phone a while ago. But definitely follow us on Twitter at wrestlecast, and then follow, as far as I go, you can follow myself at heavyset330. I'm still here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. I'm on Anything Goes when we decide. Well, I haven't really decided. It's just trying to get time to when we can all record. Wrestling Cheers. I'm working on a lot of stuff for the future of that. Working on some interviews. I finally have a live, you know, one-on-one interview set up. And actually, on a side note, if you and Old School come down, I have my mixer. I have 4 handheld mics with 2 standing mic stands and 2 other mic stands that could be put on a table, like kind of like a small little desk stand. So I mean, that possibilities for the future. So I'm trying to build up. We did a merch war segment literally over the past month since I've been gone from the show. I have dropped like close to $350 on my setup. Plus I'm about to drop another close to 100 on a Android 2-in-1 tablet/laptop that's going to become my Rode computer for recording interviews, because I just needed to record sound. So I mean, that's that. I mean, there's other stuff that I still need to spend money on this setup, but I figured that's going to be a very
quick question. The Browns have a game October 29th at 9:30 a.m. is that because they're in England?
Yes.
Oh shit.
Why?
Because I was gonna say I'll go watch the Vikings play the Browns. That's not a, and then I'm like 9:30 a.m. That doesn't look right. Okay, well I'm gonna talk to Old School. The only way I'm going to Cleveland is to watch a football game, an NFL game. Despite him wanting to watch just AIW wrestling and eat shrimp. No. So I'll talk to him. I'm thinking October 22nd probably won't be a sellout since it's against the Titans, but I might be wrong.
Since there's really not much to like plan, if I get lucky and if hopefully at some, I know I'm going to a Browns game in the year because I'm still part of the Browns backers, and I just don't know when will be our trip up, but if it falls around that time or it falls on that day, I'll be like, oh, like this, like come up to this, like granted, like you wouldn't be probably coming with me, but like just meet me around the stadium. I'm be part of like tailgating and stuff, and because it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I won't have any information about tailgating until or whenever our trip is until I think till like the first game of the year. I have to talk to my girlfriend's dad, who's part of our local Browns backers, like one of the head people. I think he's like the treasurer or something. But that will do it for us. Check out all the great shows on the Trending Topics Network. My shows, Carp shows, Old School shows. I don't have the list in front of me, so I'm not going to rattle them off. But that will do it for us here on the one and only WrestleCast Old School. We'll be back next week, and hopefully this doesn't sound like shit. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me try it like this. Hopefully it doesn't sound like shit.
Bye. Oh, yeah. I get him good on STFU. He'll hear it, and he'll be so pissed off.
Later.
Hit it! This is a very sensitive subject. I heard Frau say I had a clone. I knew that I'd be safe because I'd never be alone. An evil doctor shouldn't speak aloud about his feelings. My hurt and my pain don't make me too appealing. I'd hope Scott would look up to me,
run the business of the family. Had an evil empire just like his dear old dad. Give him my love and the things I never had. Scott would think I was a cool guy. Return the love I have, make me want to cry. Be evil, but have my feelings too. Change my life with Oprah and Maya Angelou. But Scott rejected me. C'est la vie. Life is cruel, treats you unfairly. Even so, a god there must be. Mini me, you complete me.
We can make it.
Yeah.
Just me and you. Just me and you.